Music, true variety, that's Paolo Nutini from his album, These Streets New Shoes, going to be in stores in late January. He's making a stop here in Tucson sometime in the spring, just before Paolo Nutini, Alanis Morissette gave us Thank You. My name is Jenny, and it's Friday morning, December 22nd. Dawn and John joining us for our movie night traffic light. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jenny.
How are you?
Oh, very good.
We're all ready for Christmas, yeah.
Are you? Have you done all your holiday shopping and things?
Well, not yet. Of course not. We've got like the whole weekend.
That's what it's for.
Right? I went shopping yesterday. I was really proud of myself. Yeah.
Was it really busy out there?
No. Well, not where. Well, I tried to choose stores that weren't going to be too crazy.
Have you been in Toys R Us?
No. But I do have a niece, and it's like I'm on a budget this year, and so I should spend small amounts of money on everyone, which is a bummer to me because I love to buy presents.
Right.
But who do I spend the most on is my 6-month-old niece who has no idea what she's, you know what I mean? I'm like, I want to get her this, and oh my gosh, I love these two. So, yeah.
She'll love you forever.
It was very, very fun. So, tell us what's happened in the world of movies today.
Well, there's a bunch of movies opening up today, but probably only a few of them people have heard of. There's The Good German starring George Clooney. It's all black and white and set back in World War II.
Uh-huh.
There's Night at the Museum starring Robin Williams and Ben Stiller.
Oh, yeah, that would be the movie that my family would see on Christmas if we were going to, but we're not.
Okay. But the ones we're going to tell you about are The Good Shepherd, We Are Marshall, and one that just opened up this Wednesday, Rocky Balboa.
Oh, great!
Yeah, Rocky VI, or as it's officially known, of course, Rocky Balboa. In this one, Rocky actually faces his greatest and most frightening challenge ever, Jenny.
What is that, John?
Well, of course, it's inadequate Medicare coverage for prescription drugs.
I would guess that could be trying.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
When John and I went to see this movie, there was this weird scheduling snafu thing. We actually had to see the second half of the movie first, then the first half. Weird. But it turns out we were probably just better off seeing the second half all by itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first half, Rocky is being all emotional. He's visiting his wife's grave, not giving anything away because that's in the previews. His wife is dead.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to get his son to pay attention to him, and he's even befriending a new woman, which, kind of boring. But the second half, it's much more classic Rocky. It's the training and the fighting, and this time he has to fight the world heavyweight champion in an exhibition fight, of course, because he is like 60 years old.
Oh.
I think it's actually a really nice kind of nostalgic tribute to the Rocky legacy, but just on its own merits, Yeah, maybe time to stop the fight, Sylvester Stallone. It was weird acting, really kind of bad dialogue, and there was none of that, good versus evil or man against all odds tension that made the early ones great.
Of course.
I will say, though, that when you did get to the second half, to the fight scene, that was pretty spectacular. I'm sure if you know anything about boxing, it was probably completely ridiculous, but
I've taken some boxing classes.
Have you really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Based on my brief experience with the sport, I know two things. First, each round lasts 3 minutes.
Yes.
And second, it really, really, really hurts to get hit.
Yeah.
So, since that's all I knew, I loved it.
Excellent.
And you do have to give Sylvester Stallone a lot of credit for carrying on this whole Rocky machine for 30 years.
Yeah, go Sylvester.
Yeah, so he did his thing. So, under Movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate Rocky Balboa, though, a yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not great.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really excited for this next one.
Okay.
Which one's next?
No, We Are Marshall. Well,
we're not there yet. We've got one more in between.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One more in between. Okay, now we've got Robert De Niro's movie on the birth of the CIA called The Good Shepherd.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know why it's called The Good Shepherd?
Why?
I have no idea. There's nobody named Shepherd. There's like no flock of sheep. CIA secret, I guess. I have no idea what it's called.
Strange. This is the second movie ever that Robert De Niro has directed himself. And of course, it stars Robert De Niro, Matt Damon, and Angelina Jolie. And like John said, it's a fictional look at how the CIA started. And Matt Damon, he's in the secret society when he's in college, which I guess qualifies him to be one of the first CIA guys. And it covers 40 years. And you would think of that 40 years, there'd be some suspense and action and some cool stuff, and it's actually just tedious detail, year after year after year, and it's not entertaining at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's one of those so-called, critically acclaimed movies,
right,
which makes you wonder just how brain dead you got to be a critic, because I'm sure it's an extraordinary depiction.
You just bagged on yourself.
I know.
He's directing that at me.
I'm strictly talking about my peers. I mean, I'm sure it's an extraordinary depiction of one, you know, boring, emotionless man's role in the creation of a boring bureaucratic government agency like the CIA, but who wants to see that? I mean, it just moves so slow, and they confuse a bland story so much that, honest to God, Jenny, there were times where I was hoping I knew too much, and they were going to have to kill me.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those movies where after you get done watching it, which you do for almost 3 hours, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, see, that's...
Yeah, it's a long one. You just want to get out of there and forget about the movie when you do, because this one isn't memorable at all. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate The Good Shepherd a red.
A red.
Yeah, don't go.
Okay, now I'm really excited.
Okay.
Now, which one's next up?
Me and my best girlfriend, these are like our two favorites, Matthew McConaughey and Matthew Fox.
Okay.
So.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, we are Marshall. When you look at the long list, Jenny, of movies that use college football cheers as their titles, you know, we've got the 1963 Blood, Blood, Guts and Gore. What do you think them cleats are for? Stomp 'em. That was a huge movie. And there's, of course, my personal favorite, UGLY, You Ain't Got No Alibi, You're Ugly. Huge in France. When you look at this one, We Are Marshall, not quite as creative or interesting, but you just can't judge a movie by its title, Jenny.
Okay.
Yes, that is true.
Good.
This is a true story. Back in 1970s, a plane carrying the Marshall University football team, their coaches and fans crashed and killed all 75 people on board. I know. And the movie is about, you know, this heart-wrenching journey of a town that's just torn to pieces, and they're trying to find their way back to some normal life. And Matthew McConaughey, he plays Jack Lingle, who is the coach that comes to Marshall University to try to put the team back together. And Matthew Fox, he plays the only coach that wasn't killed in the accident because he was off on a recruiting trip instead of on the plane.
Oh.
And he has to face all these demons before he can help the town heal itself.
Yeah, I mean, last movie of the year here may be my favorite. It just blew
really?
Me away. Yeah, it did.
I love that.
It's just such a genuine portrayal of a tragic and profound human experience. But at the same time, it's funny, it's entertaining, it's inspiring, just completely masterful across the board. I mean, I loved it. And I got to say, Matthew McConaughey, especially spectacular in this.
Really?
Yeah, he's so good in this. And more importantly, didn't take his shirt off once. So.
Oh, see, forget it.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
Girls usually look forward to that kind of thing in Matthew McConaughey, but I got to tell you,
whatever.
Will not be disappointed. His performance and that of his co-stars is so amazing, it will, in fact, bring you to
good,
tears.
So it's a great
it's a
family
it's
movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's rated
fantastic.
PG, so on our movie Night Traffic Light, we're rating We Are Marshall a green.
Yay!
Yes, excellent movie.
It reminds me of kind of, well, is it like Hoosiers? Kind of like that great, did you ever see Hoosiers?
Yeah, it is like that. I mean, it's a great sports movie with that kind of underlying tragedy that makes it all mean so much more.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, being based on
great.
A true story, and we actually saw it with a guy that grew up in the same town where this occurred and everything, and he cried through the whole thing. It was just a fantastic movie.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we are going to skip next week, but
that's
then we'll
right.
have you back, you know, the first week in January.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have details on your TV show yet?
Oh, we're working them out.
Yeah,
okay.
It turns out quite a bit of work involved. I
As it turns out.
It's really exciting, though. And, you know, for anybody that wants to go check out a movie on Christmas, so there is one coming out on Christmas Day called Dreamgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Of course.
There's no way I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, I've seen him on Inside the Actor's Studio like twice.
It has Beyonce,
that show.
Eddie
I love
Murphy,
that show
and Jennifer Hudson in it. You know, the movie, you couldn't decide if it was a musical or a movie, so you get kind of both in it. And Jennifer Hudson, though, she does a great job singing.
Oh, so you guys have seen it.
John saw it. I refused.
John would not.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's a musical. I'm not going to go watch it.
John, we'll talk. We'll talk next year.
All
John
right.
and John joining us with our movie Night Traffic Light. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks,
have
you.
A Merry Christmas
you
and
too.
A Happy New Year. And we will talk to you in the new year. Music's coming up from Howie Day. We'll hear Collide and Tom Petty. You Don't Know How It Feels next on 92.9 The Mountain. Introduce